This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Oftentimes, people will excuse their selfishness, their pride, even their evil by claiming, you know, their rights. They think, look, I can cheat on this test. After all, I deserve to pass this class, or I can spend all this money on myself. I worked for it. Even I can get an abortion. I have the right to control my own body. But you know, as believers, we should have a different attitude, an attitude that enables us to actually give up our rights for the good of others in order to serve others. If we say we follow Christ, we must also want to live as he lived. Therefore, we need to develop this attitude of humble service, even when we're not likely to get recognition for those efforts. I ask you today, are you satisfied as you selfishly cling to your rights, or are you willing to serve? We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, and we're going to begin in verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5, where Paul writes and says, your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as to actually die a criminal's death on the cross. Now, here lies a question to the previous verses when we were together last. He says, have this in your mind, which was also in Christ, or your attitude should be the kind that was shown to us by Jesus Christ. The pastor John Corson, he once commented on this. He said, because I didn't know this for probably 20 plus years when I read that Jesus walked on water, I thought, well, big deal, he's Jesus. And when I read that he overcame temptation, I thought, well, big deal, he's Jesus. When I read that he spent the night in prayer, I thought, big deal, he's Jesus. Thus, the miracles in the stories of the Gospels, they were effectively irrelevant to me as far as they related to being an example or being a model for me. You know, Jesus, he was all God. But gang, he lived a human life. He lived on this earth as a man. Therefore, we cannot wiggle out of this by claiming that Jesus had some sort of special call that we don't have, or a deified heart and mind that is beyond our grasp. His mind, you see, was controlled by his love for others, as well as his love for the Father. Therefore, we don't find him out living for himself or seeking earthly goals outside of the kingdom goals. The earthly life of Jesus was lived and given to us so that we might see how we are to live and what is not only possible, but expected from one possessed by the Spirit of God. Jesus was God in flesh, and yet he made himself of no reputation, the scriptures tell us. What that means is that he chose to do it. He made a decision, and he did it. I often think we're somehow waiting for some supernatural desire to take over our bodies and then to make us no longer selfish creatures. We now, in the born-again state, have the power to do this, but we still must choose to do it. Jesus, he took upon himself the role of the servant. He humbled himself, just as you and I must humble ourselves. And that's an act of obedience. That's an act of love, an act of understanding of the cross of our salvation. The scriptural term, for emptied himself that we read in this passage in the original King James, it is the word kenosis. Now, kenosis speaks of the relinquishment of divine attributes by Jesus Christ in becoming human. And what that means is that when Jesus came to earth, he emptied himself, if you will, of his divine abilities, which therefore means that everything Jesus did, he did as a man, just like you and me. Now, that's not meant to take away from his deity. I don't mean to insinuate that today. But he voluntarily relinquished those divine abilities of God, of deity, of one of the triune of the Godhead, to effectively live, for the most part, like a man, just like you and I do. So before he did anything, Jesus had to be obedient to the Father. He had to pray to put himself on the line to be empowered by the Spirit, or nothing's going to happen. That's why he said, "Of my own self, I can do nothing," John 5:30. You know what, gang? Neither can you.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.